Continue in the holy letters of the Rebbe in volume 16, letter number 6077, Baruch Hashem, the 26th of Shabbat, Hey Tov Shin Ches, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe is addressing it to the administrator who are occupied and put in effort in the holy educational institution, in the holy pure education that is in this city, in the shul, Adas Yisrael. Earlier we learned in the letter 6043, the Rebbe over there writes they were going to make this shul, this yeshiva. So that was to Rabbi Bespalov in San Francisco, they established. So the Rebbe is now sending this letter to the other people of the shul. The Rebbe advised them to keep to Chabad the name, and they shouldn't have to later on deal with the issues. It should be under the charter of Chabad. The Rebbe suggests the charter they have in Brooklyn. So the Rebbe says to them, Shalom Avracha, it was with pleasantness that I found out through my mechutin, with all the titles here, Harav Shneir Zalman Sheyichya Bez Palov, from the advancement of this educational institution and from your activities and your efforts to establish and to have this develop. So the Rebbe says, as far as the essential necessity, vital necessity for a kosher education, which is based on pure and holiness in our times, especially, specifically, I don't have to go in, it's extra to really explain the value and the benefit of the necessity, the vital necessity of this. And also, it is also very easy to understand about the obligation and the privilege which is connected in this holy work, because the education of our sons and daughters, of the sons and daughters, is an internal matter. It's endless. There's no end to it. It is important for generations and generations of generations. Which means if you get the children, the boys and the girls, into a proper religious education, it will then continue throughout endless, all generations. So therefore, any good activities in this direction, in this, has a good which is eternal, besides the good that is visible and revealed presently. So besides what we benefit right now, there is also the hidden good for the future generations. So the Rebbe is therefore encouraging them very strongly for the development and for the efforts that they're putting in to establish this educational institution, to provide a chinuch al taras hakodesh, education on the authentic Judaism. And the Rebbe says during these days that are before the month of Adar, and we know when Adar comes in, there is an increase in joys, which means joy with lots of joys, with extra joy. And there cannot be a greater joy than the joy of to bring close the hearts of the sons and daughters of Israel, of the Jewish people, to their Father in Heaven by the traditions of our holy fathers, by the holy Torah, the Torah of life, a Torah's Chaim and the Mitzvahs, in the day-to-day life. So, if we're increasing joy, what greater joy could there be to increase the joy? Hashem has a tremendous joy from the fact that we're bringing more and more children close to Him. so that they can follow the tradition, the heritage of their parents, and that they can live their life consistent with the life of Torah and mitzvahs. So for sure, you will add even more effort, more energy in your holy work to create more joy in the abode of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Hashem, which is His dwelling place over here, which means to make Hashem happy with the places that we're building for Him. This becomes Hashem's place, to make for Him a dwelling place below, so that we fulfill the verse in the portion of Truma, which we were reading during that time. Make for me a sanctuary, so I'll dwell amongst you. So the Rebbe is very much encouraging them, especially before Adar, and especially at this time. It's a great time to increase this effort and to bring in and to make Hashem happy by doing this work. And the Rebbe says, well, the Eibishter pays back in His measure. The Eibishter measure. How does Hashem measure things? It goes measure for measure. The more joy you bring to Hashem, Hashem increases more joy in your homes, in each and every one, in everything good, whether spiritual or physical, menefesh vad bosar. The Rebbe blesses them with hatzlocha, success in their holy work and for good news. So the Rebbe says, now is a good time to put in effort and to try to make Hashem happy by establishing and bringing in children, which is an internal act besides what you do right away. Because if you steer the child in the right directions, it will be for generations to come. And therefore, this is very important, and it makes Hashem very happy. You built these places for Him in this world, and in turn, Hashem makes you happy and blesses you with everything that you need.